Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 7:43 a.m. Eastern Time, March 14th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Okay, polling for the CPI inflation report this morning. I believe CNBC come in at maybe 6% for the headline CPI. I thought I read they had it higher, but the last time I saw it, that's what it was. Others are in the 6.1 to 6.2. And then there's a few going all the way to 6.4, meaning they don't think it's going to be changed at all. And I'm sure there's someone out there that thinks it's actually going to be higher. It's always somebody on the outer edges. On the downside, though, I didn't really see anybody lower than 6%. But if that poll was 6, I'm assuming there may be somebody a little lower as well. Now, Trueflation, which were really off the mark in the last report, they seem to be a little tighter. This time, not so aggressive. I think they came in at 6.1, okay, maybe 6, I forget. How I view it is if we can get a 6.1 or lower, and that's my forecast, I think 6.1 be a little bit bullish here maybe, depending on how worried they are over the banks. But if it comes in at 6, then a little more bullish, 5.9, I would say the market ought to be up quite a bit. They ought to be very happy with that, okay? And I wouldn't rule out that we're finally due for a surprise of a big down move inflation, but I just can't figure out this lag business of the government compared to real-time inflation. It's like, are they lagging 3 months, 6 months, or a year? And it's like, are they changing their mind from time to time? It's just bizarre to me, okay? So I'm not that optimistic anybody forecasting this stuff, and yet at the same time, some of the people I'm following were actually getting a little more accurate in the last couple months. Now, obviously, once the inflation report's out of the way, the market has to go back to asking what's going on in the banks. And I was even asked to go on some podcasts and radio shows, and I really didn't have anything to say except my model is wants to be bullish in coming days and weeks, and therefore it's forecasting we'll get over it. And then as far as any insight, I could only quote whatever people are saying. I don't study individual companies. I don't study these banks. And it seems like a mixed picture. Some people are very upset with SVB that they didn't manage things better. And it almost sounds like the CEO really messed up of trying to get more money into the bank. He should have been aggressive faster. And someone even said they weren't really required to tell people about the $1.8 billion loss. That would have showed up in time with various reporting and auditing. And they should not have said that because it scared people. So they created their own scare. Then later, some of the investors in the bank created a scare by speaking in public. It almost looks like some of these banks in trouble, that's kind of normal business. You know, all businesses go through trouble a few to several times per decade. Okay, there's up and down. And investors can certainly overact. They can be sheep that can become scared. So to me, this still sounds like this is a very isolated thing. And that it is banking, which should concern us. If it turns into a financial crisis, it can break the non-banking portion of our economy, which is much larger, okay? And so it's the banks that can drag down the whole country. And looking back 200 years, that's generally how depressions come about, is it's more the banking system than normal business and people. So it is something to be concerned, okay? But we could be at risk of being overly concerned because it's different this time around. This is not a 2008-2009. There's plenty of more reserves there, reporting, stress testing, auditing. Still, even though Trump backed off on some of the regulations, there's still plenty of regulations there to try to keep this intact. So this is probably going to blow over, but nobody knows for sure, which is what keeps the market uneasy. My guess is this banking stuff is going to, if we throw that out, we really don't see any risk to the non-banking portion of our economy. So if this banking thing is contained, then we're not going to fall apart and go into a recession. This is just an isolated thing or a sector thing, okay? And we've even seen some of the banks beaten up so bad that some of these people who were bearish are now saying these banks are probably a buy, okay? And they're even saying the Fed and FDIC and Treasury have already probably done enough to help contain this. So that's going to be the next thing that, you know, once we get the inflation report, people are going to go back to thinking about that. Plus, next week, we got an interest rate hike, so they're going to be thinking about that. Will they do it? Will they not do it? How much? Okay. So those are the things we'll be looking at, plus the normal business earnings, profit news, okay? So where's the model at? The model's saying that just since Friday in through yesterday, the market has built enough potential to rally above 4,000. We have 39.17 right now in the futures, up 28.75. So it's also going to create a gap up if it stays there by the open. But since we're going to get the report an hour before the open of the day session, who knows what it's going to do? It could be wild and crazy till we finally open, and who knows which way any kind of gap. Any rate, now, that same upside potential over 4,000, like 4,020, we can apply that to the downside and put it down to about 3,800. Well, we already know as of yesterday, it did trigger that downside objective we've been talking about of a little over 3,800 on down to about 3,760 or something like that. So that's still a valid downside objective. And now we got a different study saying, yeah, we can come up with just about that amount of downside. So that's the downside. And then we have the upside, okay? Now, I don't know if it's worth trying to figure out intraday price levels that if it goes beyond that, it's going to keep going, because this news can be so wild and crazy. These computers trade so fast, they could be hitting one target, run it the other way, hit another target, run it right back and hit yet another target. But at any rate, I think most people normally would be looking at their charts and just simply saying, look at all these intraday highs where it might mean something. In other words, if it trades above 39.40 and a half for the June futures today, in theory, it ought to rally up and test the 39.71 and a half to 39.78. And if it goes above that, then it can strike that target of over 4,000. Likewise, if it goes through an intraday or overnight floor of 38.86, it may want to test yesterday's low down at 38.39 and a quarter. In violation of that, probably would put it down to those lower price objectives. So all of that may be meaningless information. Now, as the indicators intraday are kind of neutral, it can go either way, but it acts like it's trying to favor the upside. And it looks like we're due for a level 4 intraweek bottom today. And therefore, there's a chance it can be higher tomorrow, or maybe it bottoms early today and goes up to late day and it's all over. But that's the level 4 swing. Now, the thing is, any level 4 bottom this week on and early next, and ideally this week only, any level 4 bottom is a chance for the more important level 3 once a month buy signal or bottom, but also to finally trigger, the more important level 2, level 1 bottoms that can lead to a rally into April, okay? So we're still looking for that chance of rally into April, maybe not as high and as well as we'd like now thanks to the banking system, but, and the level 3 ought to rally for the rest of this week, if not into next week, whereas the level 4 might only rally today, tomorrow, set back, and then start all over again of higher still. It would be the faster zigzags higher, okay? So the point is, we've been looking for the level 2, level 1 bottoms since late Feb, correctly forecast being down late Feb. Now we're running late, but this in theory is the latest allowed. We really shouldn't give up, even though this banking news is making people think, what if this thing just kept on going for a few months? What if it's broken? What if we don't get that bottom? And it's always scary when it's the latest allowed. You're thinking, what did we miss? This isn't going to work, okay? And just like when it's the earliest, you say, gee, what are we missing here that it's going to take longer than this? Can it really bottom now? Whereas you're kind of like mid-range, you feel more comfortable. This is a normal market, okay? Well, we're obviously not dealing with a normal market for some of the emotion here. So where are we at on the S&P 500 cash? Well, I think trade above 3905.05 would be constructive, okay? And should start thinking of going over 4,000. Trade below yesterday's low at 3808.86. We need to think it can go a bit lower still, down into the 37 60s or something like that. All right, now we just have to wait and see what's going on. The dollar's pulling back nicely. We think we've correctly forecast, and we think that can be helpful for the stock market and a clue that we're right on interest rates. Now, the thing is, interest rates can bounce, okay, today maybe, and even later this week, and then hopefully they'll be back down sometime next week, but they might be supported sideways to higher into next week's interest rate hike, okay? And that may cause some issues for the stock market, but at the same time, it looks like a very important top in interest rates. So we can still get them down later and help the stock market, okay? Our best forecast is the stock market wants to bounce some going into next week's interest rate, that it overdid it to the downside, and then we'll reevaluate. Now we just have to find that bottom today, and I think a positive close anytime this week probably is a sign of that level three bottom. And here's hopeful they like the inflation report, and they rally it, and we get a higher close today, and we got that bottom, and then we're going to have to go through all this problem again next week with the interest rate, okay? A lot of things can still go wrong. We could still be stuck in the mud here, but it still looks like it's not really worth giving up on the idea. This market can not only bounce in April, but it's going higher this year. All right, so now I've talked way more than I wanted to, but this at least prepares you for all the little things that can go right or wrong today. And we got to see the CPI report at 8:30 Eastern Time. And then the day session cash market opens up at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and away we go. And so, yes, the close today should give us a better clue. The close of the week should give us a better clue where we're going with these markets. I don't know how or when I'll update you and why and with what after the CPI report. But if I see something where I feel fairly confident of where we're going, I'll give you another update here. But otherwise, I guess we buckle up and go for the CPI inflation report. Past results, not necessarily indicative future results. Have a great day. Thank you.